Hello, everybody. If you're just joining us, welcome to the Temple Sounds the Culture Show. I want to give a shout out to other WRCT radio DJs who are actually at Spirit Lounge. There's an event happening tonight at Spirit Lounge. Actually, it's been the whole afternoon, the after party. It's going to be kicking off at about 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. If you want to go hang out and have a good time at Spirit Lounge in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in the Lawrenceville neighborhood, go check them out. But welcome, Temple Sounds of Culture. I'm your host, Dr. Kenya O.C. Radoli, holding it down like we always do every Saturday. If you're catching us on the podcast, that means you're catching our recorded show. If you're catching us live, thank you very much. Even those on the podcast, much appreciated. Please continue sharing the podcast because we're growing one listener at a time. And it's because of you and you and you and you over there that are spreading the radio show, yeah? It's what we like doing. It's how we do it. We're the ambassadors of GTO. Good times only. Let's keep jamming. want to say thank you very much for those who caught the show live. As always, you keep giving us the energy to keep pumping out these tunes. For those of you in college, those who are taking courses, those who are taking classes, those who are taking certifications, always find some time to take a break. But building yourself is building others. Building others is building yourself. Yeah? It's the fall semester, or better known as autumn. I can tell how vibrant the city is. I bet the country is as vibrant as this. But don't go away. More Tembo Sound songs, more Tembo Sound shows. Go to my website, tembosounds.com. And you can click on any show on demand. If you missed any show, you can play it. If you want to listen to a show twice, please go ahead. We don't play whack music. And if it's whack, we remix it and we put it out there for you. Yeah. Until next week, until the next show, I want to say thank you very much. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to broadcast, spin these great tunes from these musicians that keep sending me music file after file, week after week. It's amazing. And our job is just to share out the talent that's out there in this world. Because music moves this world, puts this world in a better place. Tembo Sounds the Culture. I've been your host, Dr. Kenya Osiradoli. Until the next show, peace. Mañanas, actually. Not mañanas, next week.
Well, I'm on your side. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Indeed, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. My name is Steve, host of the Deep Blues Hour. 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues coming your way. And in this hour, we're going to hear from the likes of Charles Brown, some fine West Coast blues from the 1940s, Blind Willie Johnson with some fine old pre-war blues, actually blues gospel tune. Plus, we're also going to hear from Chicago's legendary Willie Dixon performing live at the American Folk Blues Festival. It's all coming up here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. Why don't we kick things off with Mr. Bobby Rush, hardest working man in the blues. Here he is from his disc, It's All Right. This is called Nicky Hokey. All right, Bobby Rush here on the Deep Blues Hour. WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Boogie Lou from Louisiana, what she can do with a piano, swings it out with the solid beat. The syncopated rhythm knocks you off your feet. She is the rave, the new sensation. She is the craze of all the nation. Please her boogie on the 88. Hurry down and listen, boys, and don't be late. Groovy, yes, groovy. Absolutely, positively groovy. Mellow, yes, mellow. And you will really get your kicks when she swings hard licks. She's got a beat that's scintillating. She's got a style that's captivating. Two tongues, the rhythm in the solid groove. Boogie Woogie Lou is really on the move. Positively groovy. Mellow, yes, mellow. And you will really get your kicks when she swings hot licks. She's got a beat that's scintillating. She's got a style that's captivating. Two tongues of rhythm in a solid groove. Boogie Woogie Lou on the moon.
Scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't ever trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Don't want soda, no bubble gum. You got what I want, so please save me some. Since my baby's been gone, everything's lost. I'm on this kick and I can't get off. But one scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't giving trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. My woman started me on this spree. I can't find her and she can't find me. She left this morning, said she wouldn't stay. She's been out all night and it's the break of day. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't give a trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer.
get strong, I got to find my baby for takes all night long. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer.
Oh, his version of the classic, One Scotch, One Bourbon, One Beer. That's Amos Milburn. Yeah, from his Essential Recordings. Plus, we heard from Joe Liggins in that last set. Recording for Specialty Records, that was Boogie Loogie Lou. All right, let's hear next from Magic Slim and the Teardrops from their disc called Black Tornado. This is Love Like I Wanna from Magic Slim here on the Deep Blues Hour. Take me home.
baby, 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 don't you hear me calling you? Baby, 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 don't you hear me calling you? Please tell me what is wrong, child. You don't treat me like you used to do. Used to cook my breakfast, baby, bring it to the bed. You used to wash my face in the morning. Oh, yes, and comb my hair. But tell me, child. Honey, what is wrong with you? Please tell me what is wrong, baby. You don't treat me like you used to do. Well, I bought you a brand new car. I drove it up to your door. You looked at me and smiled, saying, man, I don't want you no more. Now please tell me, baby, honey, what is wrong with you? Tell me what is wrong, baby. You don't treat me like you used to do. Honey, what is wrong with you? Because you don't treat me, baby. Mama, like you used to do.
nothing I can think of could ever take the place of you. Then it hit, baby, I need your love. Now, if it ain't me, baby, tell me who are you thinking of?
Magic Sam. Yeah, wonderful tune. And That Ain't It, recorded 1967 from Magic Sam. Plus, we heard from Lowell Fulson off of a Crown Prince LP called Baby, Won't You Jump With Me. That was Don't You Hear Me Calling You from Lowell Fulson. One in five Americans has come into contact with bedbugs or knows someone who has. Reports of infestations have reached pandemic proportions. They feed on human blood and can leave skin erupting in red, itchy welts. They're also very difficult to control. The only way to prevent the spread of bedbugs is for each and every one of us to be vigilant and proactive, to learn the simple daily steps to minimize the chances of spreading or bringing bedbugs into our lives. Bedbugs are most effectively controlled using the help of a qualified and licensed pest professional. Learn more about the bedbug pandemic and how to protect your home and family at pestworld.org. And, you know, Brazilian music is arguably the number one export product from Brazil. From Ipanema to the World presents Brazilian music and information to the listeners of WRCT every Friday at 7 p.m. Tune in and enjoy listening to an adventurous mix of familiar standards and lesser-known gems from the Brazilian songbook in a broad range of musical styles. That's Fridays at 7 p.m. on WRCT. Well, let's hear next from Robert McCoy. This is from a Delmark CD called Bye Bye Baby. This is the Church Bell Blues. Robert McCoy here on the Deep Blues Hour.
I just wanna ride your train one time before I go. You bout the sweetest little girl ever seen. And if I had you by my side, you would mean so much to me. Go ahead on, Walter. I've been a hobo, mind you, all of my life. Don't matter where I go, I'm never satisfied. Slow down, let JB step on board. I just wanna ride your train one time before I go. I've been a stranger, I'm a stranger, and I will not be here long. If you just let me ride your train, I don't think it will not be no harm.
I've got to let you go. Father says, baby, I've got to let you go. Head full of nothing but stage, screen, and radio. Out of luck, you put them all above me, even swooned for Donald Duck. Father says, baby, I've got to let you go. Head full of nothing but stage, screen, and radio. Like a stranger, don't have a word to say. Ask your boss, I'm loving you. Said, what will Frankie say? Father says, baby, I've got to let you go. Head full of nothing but stage, screen, and radio.
Father says, baby,
putting you down.
Father says, baby,
leaving town.
Father says, baby,
you ain't nowhere.
Father says, baby,
just a square. Father says, baby, I've got to let you go.
Bobby Sox Blues. Yeah, that's from Charles Brown. Among his earliest recordings that he made out in Los Angeles in the mid-1940s. Yeah, Bobby Sox, there you go. Before Charles Brown, we heard from J.B. Lenore performing at the American Folk Blues Festival in 1965. That was Slow Down Mama from J.B. Lenore. Let's hear next from Reverend Gary Davis performing live at Gertie's Folk City Club. 1962, this is called Thank You, Jesus, from Reverend Gary Davis, here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for my journey. Well, he brought me from a mighty long way. Oh, yeah. a bump from a mighty, mighty long way. Oh, yeah. Take it, Jesus. Take it, Jesus. Mama Johnny. Man, you brought me when you brought me around. Mighty, mighty long way. Where you been? My mother. Been my father, too. Where you brought me, where you brought me.
Going to the river, gonna buy me a rocking chair. And I'm going to the river, gonna buy me a rocking chair. When the blues overtake me, gonna rock them way, way from here. And it's honey pretty mama, Lord, tell me what's the matter now. And it's honey pretty mama, tell me what's the matter now. And you're trying to leave me, baby, and you don't know how. She got a head like a rock, got a mind like a marble stone. She got a head like a rock, got a mind like a marble stone. And the fish and whale gonna take on over her. Thank you.
see. Sweetest girl I know. Yeah, see. Sweetest girl I know. Yeah, if you didn't love me, I see. Why didn't you tell me so? Now I fall, I'll see. Red to the jumping on ground. I fought Essie, shooting, jumping on ground. But I never felt sorry till I let my baby down. Now I fought my baby long, long days and long nights. I fought my baby long, long days and long nights. I followed my baby till I see she wasn't gonna treat me right. You can misuse me here now, but you can't when I go home. Yeah, yeah. You can mistreat me here, but you can't when I go home. Yeah, see, I got somebody there who really make you leave me alone. I give you all my love, and they'll see what more can a poor man do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I give you all my love, and they'll see what more can a poor man do. You're a sweet little girl, they'll see, but I swear it won't be true. Now you can't have me, they'll see, now I'm not my partner too. Take your time. You can't have me else seeing my partner too. Cause you know good well, baby. Oh, baby, that won't do. Now I fight you some days, now you juke all the time. I fight you to them days, and then you juke all the time. You juke so that I wouldn't pay you no mind. Now if you don't quit jugging, baby, that's gonna be all right. Yeah. If you don't quit jugging, baby, that's gonna be all right. Yeah, your good man don't see you. I'll try to see tomorrow night.
Well, there you have Tommy McLennan and the Elsie Blues. That's from a collection of Big Joe Williams and the Stars of Mississippi Blues. Of course, Tommy McLennan, one of his Mississippi contemporaries. Just love his vocal inflections and stylings. Nice music there from Tommy McLennan. We also heard from the Memphis Jug Band. That was the Sun Brimmer Blues. Meningitis can strike anyone, anywhere, and at any time. Health officials recommend vaccination for all adolescents 11 through 18 years of age and college freshmen living in dormitories because they are at increased risk for contracting the disease. If you or your children are in these risk groups, your health care provider can tell you more about vaccination. The National Meningitis Association says, don't wait, vaccinate. For more information, visit their website, nmaus.org. And check out From the Basement. Here's what's what over a spread of electronic and alternative subgenres and hark to occasional interviews with local experts. That's Fridays at 8 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. Well, next up, we're going to hear from Blind Willie Johnson as we stick with the pre-war blues for a little bit. This is from his disc, Praise God I'm Satisfied. So here's a kind of blues gospel tune from Blind Willie Johnson. Dark was the night, cold was the ground, here on the Deep Blues Hour. Thank you.
From the University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio, this is In Black America.
When John and I talked about this after the athletes decided not to boycott, it's the Olympic Project started on San Jose State campus, and we thought it was very necessary. Although the black athletes decided not to boycott because a lot of the athletes on the team was their last chance. And when it was voted that we wouldn't, I was happy because we wouldn't. But if we had, I would have been just as supportive not to compete. So I wrote a call back to California and asked my wife to bring me some black gloves. And Hanson, she said, Tommy, what are you going to do with black gloves? I said, just please bring me some pair of black gloves.
Dr. Tommy Smith, Olympian, civil rights activist, and co-author of Victory Stand, Raising My Fist for Justice, published by Norton Young Readers. In 1968, at the 19th Olympiad held in Mexico City, Smith and John Karloff made a silent gesture regarding the abuse of human rights around the world and civil rights here in America. Smith and Karloff won the gold and silver medals, respectively, for a 200-meter dash. Receiving their medals on the podium, wearing black socks and no shoes, they raised their fists and froze a moment in time that will forever be remembered as a powerful day of protest. Both men were forced to leave the Olympics, receive death threats, and face ostracism and continued economic and emotional hardships. Now, 54 years later, Smith wants a young generation to understand that he wasn't a member of the Black Panthers, but a member of the Olympic Project for Human Rights. I'm John L. Hanson, Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, Victory, Stand, Raising My Fist for Justice, with co-author Dr. Tommy Smith, In Black America.
That's the way we grew up. We had to. If you were in a sport and mm-hmm. you did not do a job that caused you to win mm-hmm. or somebody to talk on a positive level about your competition, Daddy said you should be in the field with us because there's always a way for you to be complimented about what you did because you could see it. But in sports, you could not see it. It was by score and not by physical movement. You know, you got mm-hmm. one and you got 10. Where are you in that echelon of being great? You know, so he said that if you go to school and you had to compete on the weekend, it's when we did all of our work in the fields because of Saturday, Sunday, that then you should be in one of those areas where you could do the best you possibly could and make a physical knowing and sports was sports, but win and be tired, come home and sleep. You couldn't do that.
As a young boy growing up in Clarksville, Texas, Tommy Smith's father told him if he was going to compete in sports, he would need to come in first or would find himself back in the fields assisting him. Smith is the seventh of 12 children. While attending Lemoore High School in Lemoore, California, he set most of the school track records, many of which still remain today. He won the 400-yard dash in 1963 at the California State Meet. He was voted Lemoore's most valuable athlete in basketball, football, and track and field, and was also vice president of his senior class. His achievement earned him a full scholarship to San Jose State University in basketball. While in college, Smith became involved in social protests. Before the Olympics, many African-American athletes had talked of joining a boycott of the games to protest racial inequalities in this country, but the boycott never came off. In his first ever memoir for young readers, Smith looks back on his childhood growing up in rural Texas through his stellar athletic career, culminating his historic victory and Olympic podium protests. Recently in Black America spoke with Dr. Tommy Smith. Now, your original silent gesture, 2007, was published. Then you had the documentary, 1999, HBO, Fist of Freedom, and now Victory, Stand, Raising.